Peace. It's probably related. And this, the professional musicians, we had a little bit of that already. My wife and I are happy professional musicians. And I need to get a little out of the energy of what I was just talking about, because this is great. My wife and I are happy professional musicians. We don't know what we want to grow towards, but we really enjoy what we're doing. And we do want more cash flow, and that's definitely coming. We feel it, and we see it, it's coming. I really appreciate music that other people like. And I have the ability to pretty much instantly write any song. I ask for a song, and it's there. And I love that ability. And currently, most of the music, I play mostly music that's already written, and I really enjoy that, too. And I can't read my own writing. I play music that other people enjoy in duets with my wife, which is really awesome, and we are so totally blessed. And what we find they enjoy most is what's familiar, and we make a living mostly taking requests. Is there, like, what's the Abraham way of, like, looking at that and, like, what we want to go towards? I mean, we're really happy where we are. I've heard they're saying in the past, like, they're talking about a creation of a home, you know, build the home that you want to build. And kind of, maybe I thought at first what I wanted was just to do all original songs.
Well, let's talk about this, and we can feel where you're going, and we can get there together easily. So just relax, and we'll just ramble a little bit. So these are the things that you already know. You know that you have the skills to perform in a way that is pleasing to others. And you can tell from the feedback that you get from the audience that there is an energy in certain songs that attracts from the audience. In other words, you've discovered just by what you've put onto your list of things that you like to do, or even the requests that they offer. When they're asking for something, it's because they have already discovered the energy in that they like. And so what you've had the firsthand experience of is connecting with an audience who really likes the creation. But the thing that's a little off is that it's not your creation. It's your performance of a creation, but it's less than satisfying in the sense that it's not your creation. So doing this as long as you've been doing it, something really interesting has happened within you. And what you've been put into, both of you have been put into your vibrational escrow. And that is, we want to slow down here a little bit, because we want you to feel the start a seed of it and then feel it unfold. When you are performing and an audience is feeling the satisfaction of the performance, you're all in the vortex. It is ever so much more satisfying if from outside the vortex you have asked for something and then got into the vortex where you feel the inspiration of the song flowing through you. And then to have an audience request that song, that is the ultimate satisfaction. But what keeps you from doing that arguing for limitations, is that just from, you know what songs are the hit songs. In other words, in all of the songs that are sung, there are those that just go into orbit, and then there are those that are just songs. And those that are the classics that really last, that the audience is still continuing to ask for, that is some kind of alignment that has really taken place. And so now you've experienced the sweetness of that kind of alignment. Nothing less than that will do for you. So here's what we would say to the two of you. You've tuned yourself to that kind of vibration. You've been tuning yourself to the best of the musical vibration that exists or has existed on the planet. You know the reverberation. You know the resonance of that kind of energy. Not only that, not only do you know the resonance of that kind of music, you have the benefit of knowing the resonance of that kind of music with the audience. The audience literally drew that music from the original artists who created it. The audience literally drew that music from the original artist who created it. Now the audience is drawing that music through you from the artist who originally created it. So it will not be difficult for the audience to begin to draw through you that. So in every performance, no matter what, do at least 25% of your own original music. And if they don't like it, then do 10% of your original music.